You know, I probably should not be doing this because, you know, my voice is still a little bit scratchy and fucked and stuff, but you're just gonna have to forgive me because now I'm pissed off, and if I don't say this, I'm going to explode, and not in the good way. Okay, let me tell you, here's something for me to tell you. I love movies. It's just one of those things that I like. You know, everybody likes stuff. Some people like wrapping Mexican children in duct tape. Some people like nailing their own dicks to a redwood plank shaped like Christopher Reeve's colostomy bag. Yeah, and it's just people have different things they like to do, you know? It's just everyone's got a hobby or collects something or shoots people, you know, in the face. Just something. So, well, I like to watch movies. Is it something I like to do? I like to go into the theater and sit down and let Hollywood take me away from the steaming bucket of elk shit that the world is quickly turning into under the glorious rule of the Bush administration and just relax. So you could call me a movie fan. I really dig the whole experience, you know, except for one little thing. Just one little problem that I see more and more often when I go to the theater lately, and I thought I might bring it up here, you know, just to get it out in the open, you know, just a little polite complaint from a happy moviegoer on behalf of motion picture fans everywhere. I'd just like to say to all the new parents out there that we all really appreciate it if you'd stop bringing your filthy, screaming, spawn of Satan, noisy fucking babies to the fucking movie theaters, okay? This is not a fucking test. If I hear one more yowling infant in the middle of my precious Hollywood brain sex, I'm going to rent a jackhammer and drill its little baby brains all the way to fucking New Zealand. I'm not kidding. I'll hammer its head flatter than Cher's vocal range, I swear to God. And then I'll kick you so hard the next fetus that falls out of you will look like Gary Busey. So stop doing it. Why are you bringing an infant to see a movie? There's no reason to bring a baby to a movie theater. What are you going to discuss the plot with it later over a glass of fucking brandy? Talk about Angelina Jolie's latest tit job? Babies don't watch movies. A baby pays about as much attention to a movie as Mexicans do to the American border. There's no point in it. You might as well try and explain human rights to a Republican. But here I am in the theater, and suddenly there's this squalling meat sack three rows down, sounding like either a dying fucking animal or sex with Michael Jackson, whichever. And it sounds like a root canal in my brain. It's a fucking brain canal. That's what it is. And I'm going to hell just a little bit faster now, because every time the little shit maggot screams, I think up a new recipe for dead child. And, you know, God doesn't like that shit. And the parent, why do they always do this? Now the parent's like looking around all apologetically like, you know, whoa, I had no idea this was gonna happen. Why on earth is it making that noise? This was totally unexpected. Because, you know, who could have predicted that if you bring an infant to the biggest gunfire, death, and explosion fuck blockbuster film of the year, the damn thing would start screaming. Oh, how did this happen? My God, we didn't expect that. You stupid fuckball. What are these people like sitting at home on the toilet like, oh Jesus, what the just a turd just fell out of my ass. Who the hell knew that would happen? So since you're that fucking brainless, let's just keep it simple, okay? Check the meat sack at the door. Because no matter what you think, we don't want to listen to your larva screaming. There must be some place you can leave the damn thing. You know, what do you think a glove box is for? And don't tell me, you know, I've heard people get all bitchy and they're like, hey, give us a break, you know, we can't afford a babysitter. Well, if you can't afford a babysitter, then what the fuck are you doing at the movies? Buy some fucking food, you rednecks. Maybe your kid's screaming because it's tired of sucking on your crusty ass titties. And I know I can already hear people, you know, hey, don't you think that's a little harsh? It's just an innocent little baby. I don't give a shit how old it is. It's fucking noise. It's like a dentist drill noise. It doesn't matter what it's coming out of. Anything else in the world that's making a noise like that, you're supposed to step on so it doesn't suffer anymore. And just because you can't keep your legs closed doesn't mean you have to make everyone else suffer along with you. No, your baby is not beautiful. No, it's not a special miracle. It's a veiny, flailing, noisy meat popsicle with placenta on it. Nothing with placenta on it is beautiful, okay? It's just not possible. So if you wouldn't mind, just keep your loin spawn somewhere. We don't have to listen to it, okay? And if you don't like it, then maybe you should have thought about that before you decided to be a parent. This is 2, I'm going to hell, and that's all I have to say about that.